Proclamation number 5100, dated the April 6th, 1951. Matter. Laws of earthly possessions. Free will. Everything you call your own on earth can be taken away from you if it is my will, and you cannot protect yourselves from it but have to accept it. But I constantly draw your attention to the fact that you should not grow too fond of earthly possessions because they do not last long. However, you can secure for yourselves spiritual riches which cannot be taken away from you and which you can constantly increase, particularly at the time of great adversity which will come upon you. Then you will be able to hand them out, and those who allow themselves to be given treasures from the spiritual kingdom will receive many blessings. For they will help you attain eternal life. Earthly goods cannot stop you from dying, but spiritual goods can indeed prevent your spiritual death. All worldly things will be ruined, and you humans are likewise at risk of having to relinquish your physical life. Then all your possessions will be worthless. If, however, you keep your life, then you will be differently minded, for then you will realize the truth of my word which constantly alerted you to this adversity. I know who will be affected by it through my will. Nevertheless, my intention is not to harm you but only to benefit your soul. I know where every person is still vulnerable, and I have to inflict painful wounds on him which kill his desire for matter, which cure him from the blight of this world. Many will indeed regard it as a cruel and harsh fate, yet one day they, too, will know better and thank me for forcefully intervening in their lives which otherwise would have continued without achievement for the soul. I see how humanity becomes increasingly more immersed in matter, how it only works and creates in order to add to it, oblivious to the near end. It is a completely pointless waste of strength, for very shortly everything will disappear before your eyes which you humans so greedily desire. And you let day after day go by without acquiring goods for your soul. Day after day you turn your eyes to the world and don't consider your soul's fate after death, which is so close to all of you, from an earthly as well as a spiritual point of view. Yet I can only ever warn and admonish you again, but I cannot force you nor can I give you such obvious evidence of the truth I reveal to you that you would change because of fear in order to escape the calamity. You must want to become blessed of your own accord. You must spontaneously desire to be united with me, your Creator and Father of eternity. Then you will also voluntarily fulfill my will. You will turn selfish love, the love for the world, into unselfish neighborly love. Then you will strive for spiritual values and need not fear the end or the loss of earthly goods, which the coming time of adversity will entail. I know full well what I want to preserve or leave to the individual person, but you don't know it and shall prepare yourselves so that everything will be taken away from you and yet you will keep the everlasting wealth which can never be taken away from you. Only attend to these possessions and you will at all times receive my kindness and mercy, my faithful care and fatherly love, which always gives you what you need, which never leaves you, who want to belong to me, in adversity. This is why you never again have to dread the coming events, for you cannot lose anything anymore because you have gained everything. Amen.